Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm. Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Our gracious God, we lift up our voices in prayer this morning in gratitude for what we have rather than what we have not. We deeply regret not being able to join in our houses of worship on this Thanksgiving weekend because of the dangers we are to each other. Until some vaccine is found to neutralize the virus causing so much harm. But we who love you know that we can be thankful wherever we are, and as saints, practice the goodness that makes such a blessing. The old saying that it is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness is no less true now than when first uttered. How rewarding it is, dear Lord God, to be able to, in the midst of trouble or blessing, sing the old hymn, "We plow the fields and scatter. You only are the maker of all things near and far. You paint the wayside flower, you light the evening star. The words and the winds and waves obey you. By you the birds are fed. Much more to us, your children, you give our daily bread. All good things around us are sent from heaven above. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all your love. Amen."
Stand up for Jesus, stand up before his cross, and of kings in heaven wore a homespun robe that day. Soldiers gambled for his garment while the sun turned dark above. But the men who crucified him were forgiven by his love. His robe, his robe, his robe of Calvary, his robe in all its glory will live eternally. Those who saw his robe knew torment if they lived by sin and fraud. But if they renounced their evil, they were welcomed by the Lord. It was woven by his mother, blessed faith in every thread. He who wore it lives forever. He has risen from the dead. His robe, his robe, his robe of Calvary, his robe in all its glory will live eternally.
All things living he doth feed. His voice.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
It's harvest time. as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow, after the shower is gone. Whispering home, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice. If in the dusk of the twilight dim be the region afar, will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? When the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day.
You are listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, located in Sherbrooke, Quebec.
By the power of the name El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Erkom Kona Adonai, I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the ram, you saved the son of Abraham. Your hand, you turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. By your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Shaddai. Through the years, you made it clear that the time of Christ was near. Though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be, your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. I will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai.
Harry Brown is an elder at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. Please join with him in prayer.
Often, if not always, our God, we associate our Thanksgiving week end as a time with family to celebrate our relationship with those we love in our connectedness with our love for you. Several years ago, my eldest daughter went on a school trip to Ottawa. During her visit to the Parliament buildings, she met John Diefenbaker in the corridor, and he greeted her with a handshake. As she related this experience to me, I thought of what I had just read in a book I was reading about Sir Wilfrid Laurier, how when he was a young politician, he met a young John Diefenbaker in a railway station. And the two shook hands. How interesting, I thought, that my daughter, whose hand I could shake at any time, had shaken the hand of these two dynamic historical figures, as though all of us somehow were joined together over the years. John Newton wrote an excellent hymn that people of all stripes still love to sing, called Amazing Grace. Wherever we sing it, as us singing an interconnectedness to our Lord, as though we are involved even today with Him. We hear again, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Each successive verse perfectly and adequately describes the Christian life in its beginning and fulfillment. Through Newton's experience, I am made to feel a connectedness to your Son, dear God, who died that I might live. Because of him, I don't have to hear and bear my own cross, which is impossible anyhow. I am joined with him in what is truly amazing grace. Bless all who pray with me this morning. That same sense of belongingness to you, in Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.